Well, at the Security Council special meeting right now, Prime Minister Tony Abbott has just begun addressing the council. Let's cross there now.
...towards its citizens. And to use this term is to dignify a death cult. A death cult that in declaring itself a caliphate has declared war on the world. So countries do need to work together to defeat it, because about 80 nations have citizens fighting with ISIL, and every country is a potential target. Last week, an Australian operative in Syria instructed his local network to conduct demonstration killings. And this week, an Australian terror suspect savagely attacked two policemen. Now, it's hard to imagine that citizens of a pluralist democracy could have succumbed to such delusions, yet clearly they have. The Australian government will be utterly unflinching towards anything that threatens our future as a free, fair and multicultural society, a beacon of hope, an exemplar of unity in diversity. Already more than 60 Australians are fighting with ISIL and al-Nusra. More than 60 Australians have had their passports suspended to prevent them from joining terrorist groups in the Middle East. Our laws are changing to ensure that foreign fighters returning home can be arrested, prosecuted and jailed for a very long time indeed. But we aren't just dealing with potential terrorists at home, we're tackling their inspiration abroad. Our combat aircraft and special forces are now in the Middle East, preparing to join the international coalition to disrupt and degrade ISIL at the request of the Iraqi government. I congratulate you, Mr. President, for the leadership you've shown in assembling a broad coalition. The participation of Middle Eastern countries in this week's strike on ISIL in Syria is the clearest possible demonstration that the West can't solve this problem alone and won't have to. Our goal is not to change people, but to protect them. It's not to change governments, but to combat terrorism. Governments that don't commit genocide against their own people, nor permit terrorism against ours. That's all we seek. But even in what seem to be darkening times, there are grounds for hope. The ISIL horror has generated all but universal revulsion. Muslim leaders, from Prime Minister Najib of Malaysia and President Yudhoyono of Indonesia to the Grand Mufti of Australia, have declared that the ISIL movement is against God, against Islam, and against our common humanity. Perhaps the realisation is now dawning for all peoples, all cultures, and all faiths that it can never be right to kill in the name of God, and that would be a moral victory far surpassing any military success.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott addressing live the UN Security Council special meeting in New York, and we'll bring you some more of his commentary a little later in the program. He's saying there, our goal is not to change people, but to protect them, not to change governments, but to defeat terrorism.